The automobile transformed the 20th century, and autonomous vehicles have the potential to reshape the 21st. The promise of connected cars and autonomous driving will be the focus of this special four-part series as part of the Hogan Lovells Straight Talks podcast. Hogan Lovells is a global law firm with 2,800 attorneys and over 45 offices around the world. In this episode, we'll speak with Hogan Lovells partners Celine Krausen from her office in Washington and Martin Fondrick from his office in Dusseldorf. The focus: intellectual property considerations when it comes to the autonomous vehicle revolution. Starting with Celine and then pivoting to Martin, explain the opportunities and issues when it comes to IP and patent innovation.
Autonomous driving has really ushered into the automotive and the tech space several new business models. In the past, there really has been a lot of focus on protecting technologies related to, for example, the powertrain of an automotive vehicle. But now we're seeing with autonomous driving that cars are being viewed, for example, as a software platform. Cars now have a brain. And cars are also being viewed as a service, for example, with respect to focuses like ride sharing. And so the old interest in protecting hardware aspects and basic automotive technologies, such as the powertrain, may be gone, or it's certainly decreasing. What's happening is that companies are moving very quickly and somewhat aggressively to protect, innovations. And they're doing this by creating intellectual property, filing their own patents, and maintaining trade secret protections. Many companies are also acquiring technology, including patents that they think are focused on these new business models, the brain of the car and ride sharing. And when I say acquiring technologies, what I really mean is acquiring patent portfolios and also acquiring people who may be experts or innovators in ride sharing and other technologies related to autonomous driving.
I think it is pretty clear that this will result at some point of time in an increase of patent litigation as well. This probably has a number of reasons. One very simple reason is we will have a new type of products, and wherever new products are launched and are entering the market space, all the players try to seize this market and gain as much as possible of the market share. And patent litigation is one way to increase the market share if it is carried out successfully. In the past, at least in Europe here, we have seen not much patent litigation between the classic OEMs and the suppliers, a little bit more on the supplier side maybe, but not much. And this was because there was a kind of peace between the players. They all had patent portfolios of similar size and strength, and there was typically mutual infringement of the patent portfolios of the competitors. And everyone knew if we start patent litigation against the other side, they will strike back. And in the end, there will be no winner, and the thing will be settled, and it will just have caused a lot of cost. This will probably change with autonomous driving, because this is so disruptive for the whole technology of auto industry. Therefore, there will be unbalanced portfolios, and also there will be completely other players who provide software technology only or smaller products, and who are not that vulnerable to a counterattack by the competitors. And so these people can start patent litigation without facing too much own risk, and therefore they will do that.
A well-respected publication recently ran the following headline: "Will patent wars kill the self-driving car?" What's your reaction to that?
My initial thought is that it's really the opposite that's true. Patents and protecting and acquiring key technologies is what may save the automotive industry and technology companies as they recognize these business models and technology platforms that are coming to the fore. Of course, patents and other IP protections are assets that can be monetized. or otherwise create value in companies as they partner or plan to go public. And, you know, I think that the aggressive focus, or certainly at least an assertive focus on protecting and acquiring technologies, is potentially a solution for automotive companies and technology companies to take to make sure that they're not left behind.
If we look at history, actually, patent wars have never killed something of value. A patent war or heavy patent litigation in one field just shows that there is money in a technology, and that shows that an innovation has been made which makes life better for people. The use of patent litigation in such a situation does not determine whether the products eventually go to the market and whether the best products go to the market. It just determines who is marketing these products and who is marketing the best products. And therefore, I don't think that we can say patent wars have any chance to kill a new upcoming technology like the self-driving car.
Some important ongoing cases in the U.S. involve trade secrets. Can you tell us why this is happening?
Well, there are probably several reasons why companies are turning to trade secrets as an additional means of protecting core technology and making sure that they stay ahead of the game. You know, one of the reasons for the uptick in a focus on trade secrets is a legal reason. There's a new federal statute, the Defend Trade Secrets Act, that came into being within the last few years. And that statute's providing, similar to patent law, really a federal legal platform for bringing trade secret claims. Trade secret claims were previously only brought typically at the state level, and each state had slightly different laws, and state courts were viewed as less predictable. And so with the advent of new federal legislation, there's potentially more predictability to bringing trade secret litigation, and that's attractive for companies. Also, as we see more acquisitions and partnering among companies, both with respect to business and people assets, individuals change companies, for example, or change employers and start new companies. We're seeing more and more concerns that when people do move, companies think about whether former employees are taking trade secrets that they learned at their former employer, whether there is too much sharing of trade secrets that were learned in one environment as resources move to another, and whether there are trade secret misappropriation problems when folks change employers or start new businesses. That's something that more and more companies are looking to the courts to resolve.
Is this a sector where regulations and courts are lagging behind technology?
It's my observation that, at least in Europe, the regulations and courts are not much lagging behind technology as far as IP is concerned. The IP laws are very powerful and able to accommodate new technology developments. It appears from time to time that one specific legal problem or legal institution gets more important because this, in relation to a specific technology sector and a specific fact set, triggers the same legal question more often than in other sectors. But generally, the IP laws have the framework to deal with that. The only exception that comes to my mind is the question of the royalty stacking regarding standard essential patents. And even there, I think that the legal framework is there. Some people may think that or say that the courts are lagging behind there because the courts have not yet issued a lot of rulings how the fair royalty rate for standard essential patents in the telecoms industry has to be determined.
Well, I think regulations and policy are lagging behind the technology, frankly. You know, for example, in the area of autonomous cars, there probably aren't regulations that specifically address in detail how autonomous vehicles should operate on our highways and in our neighborhoods. Some in industry have taken the approach that they will move forward regardless with their testing and their technology and sort of see later where the regulations and I guess how the regulations catch up. In other areas of autonomous vehicles, for example, in the airspace with autonomous drones, you know, some entities have decided to team up with the governmental organizations like NASA and try to work with regulators to get out ahead of the regulations and actually try to influence them. So in industry, when it comes to autonomous driving, you know, we're seeing at least a couple different approaches with respect to how technology and automotive companies are dealing with regulators in thinking about, you know, the future of regulations and policy meshing up with the technology. There's something else I think industry is focusing on in working with regulators and policymakers is to, you know, encourage the regulators and policymakers to let technology influence the regulations rather than attempting to dictate through the regulations what the technology should be. For example, I think that many in industry are perhaps encouraging regulators to give industry thoughts or guidelines as to how safe they want a vehicle to be, but urging them, you know, but don't tell us, you know, how to make autonomous vehicles safe. Tell us what you want us to strive for, but don't tell us how to do it. So I think that's an approach that industry is taking that we'll continue to see as we move forward.
Music for this podcast was created by Scott Holmes. For more information about autonomous vehicles or Hogan Levels, please visit HoganLevels.com.